My uncle organized a little party at a house in Margate, 9 days before Christmas. He was already there waiting for us to arrive. Lawrence had a Thunderbird at the time and he was driving. I was sitting in the passenger seat and Vince Falcone and Joey Salerno were in the back seat. It took us about 10 minutes to drive from the office on Georgia Avenue to the house in Margate, which was right on the beach. Now my uncle is in the living room of the apartment on the second floor. And to get up there, you had to climb a set of wooden steps that were adjacent to the outside of the house. The house was a two-story duplex. It was cold and windy and starting to get dark. And, you know, I could hear the wind coming off the ocean. Looking back on it now, it was kind of eerie. I was wearing a black leather jacket. It was zipped all the way up and I had my .32 revolver tucked in my waistband. Lawrence and Joey Salerno were ahead of us and talking as they were going up the steps. Joey Salerno, well, he had no idea what was going to happen. But Lawrence, yeah, he did. Now, Vince is a few feet in front of me, and I'm behind him as we were going up these steps, but he's kind of hesitating, like he's uncertain of what's going on. He said, "Where's everybody at? I thought Chucky was coming down." I put my hand on his back, and I said, "He'll be here. Let's go inside and have some drinks." And I kind of ushered him up the steps. His antenna was definitely up, and I had positioned myself behind him so that if he decided not to go up the steps or if he tried to get away somehow, I would have just blasted him right then and there. When we walked in, Vince kind of froze. And I continued to usher him inside and to break the bit of tension that was in the room at the time. I just said, "Come on, Vince, let's make some drinks." My uncle, who was still in the living room watching TV, said, "Hey, Vinny, bring me a cutty and some water." Now at the time, Lawrence was in the dining room area talking with Joey Salerno, kind of distracting him. That was all happening within seconds of us walking into the apartment. So we grabbed the bottle of scotch from my uncle and put it on the kitchen table. And then he said, "Vince, get some ice." When Vince started to walk away towards the refrigerator to get the ice, I reached into my jacket and took the gun from my waistband and walked up right behind him and blasted him right behind the right ear. As soon as I shoot him, his body just propelled forward, and then he crashed into the refrigerator and crumbled to the floor. All of a sudden, Joey Salerno starts going nuts. He says to my uncle, "Nick, I didn't do anything." And then to me, "Philip, I didn't do anything." He's like hyperventilating. My uncle watched the whole thing. He was watching as I shot him. Now he gets up from the couch and comes in and tries to calm Joey Salerno down. "I know you did nothing, Joe. Relax. Everything is gonna be okay." Now Lawrence was standing about 2 feet away from me when I hit him, and somehow his eyebrow had caught on fire. It got singed from the flame of the gun. So my uncle is trying to calm down Joey Salerno, Vince is on the ground bleeding, and Lawrence starts complaining about his eyebrow being on fire. So I say, "Lawrence, you knew I was going to shoot him. Why the fuck were you standing so close to him?" With all of this going on, my uncle manages to calm down Joe Salerno. My uncle comes over to where Vince is lying and he kneels down next to him and he says, "He's still breathing. Give him another one. Right here." And he moves Vince's jacket a bit and points to his heart. So Vince is lying there in a pool of blood forming underneath him. And he is like gurgling, trying to breathe. I stood over him, I raised the gun, and I shot him one more time in the chest. The impact of the shot caused his body to jerk, and then that was it. He was dead. At this point, my uncle was ecstatic. He jumped up to his feet and he said, "The big shot is dead. Look at him." He kind of mocked him for gesturing to the body and calling him a piece of shit. He was actually cursing a corpse. Now I have the gun in my hand, and I turn to Joe Salerno, who was standing right there, and I look him dead in the eye, and I said, "He was no good motherfucker. I wish I could bring him back to life so I could kill him again." I was prepared to kill Joe Salerno too. I didn't give a fuck. I would have shot him right there, on the spot, without any fucking hesitation, but he stopped carrying on.